This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United States is back in the state of high security alert just in time for the holidays, despite criticism about previous moves to place the nation at level orange on the danger chart. The Office of Homeland Security decided to do it again. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why are we back on orange alert?
Well, reportedly the CIA has been pushing for this for weeks, and Tom Ridge, the head of Homeland Security, has resisted it. But yesterday he said, and I quote, "The information we have indicates that extremists abroad are anticipating near-term attacks that they believe will either rival or exceed the September 11th, 2001 attacks." Very serious stuff indeed. Ridge talked about, again, the use of airplanes as weapons. The term that the intelligence community uses is chatter in the system. They're hearing in their intercepts lots of discussion about an attack over the holidays, fighting back Osama bin Laden's troops, fighting back against America, assuring America they have not been defeated. Now, this alert level, as you said, has brought criticism before because it's very hard on cities and communities of all sizes to put police on a longer-term duty, to bring more people in. And there are lots of small communities that say, look, if there's a terror threat against New York and Washington, put them on alert, not all of us, because it's having such a bad economic impact. For Ridge to finally decide to do this and to do it nationwide, he clearly thought he didn't have a choice, particularly at the holiday season when this administration is trying very hard to have booming holiday sales and travel to boost the economy.
So is there political fallout from the decision?
You know, it's hard to say. Generally, it's been the case since September 11th. That if people are feeling unsafe or insecure, it's a problem for Democrats. They have not done well on the question of which party is better at protecting you here at home. But, of course, there's no way to know how people would respond if, God forbid, something actually did happen.
All the professional political people seem to be at war over Howard Dean. How come?
It's really interesting listening to all of this. The question is something new really going on in American politics embodied by the Dean campaign? And if so, is it enough to elect him? He clearly does have a lot of excitement going on, people coming in on the internet, giving money, people who probably haven't voted before, certainly haven't been energized before. But the question is that enough to elect someone who can easily be characterized by the Republicans as a Northeastern liberal, which has not been something that Democrats have been successful in electing? And that's a very big question. These people tend to be upper income, white, exactly the kind of people, liberal, the kind of people that he would be attracting anyway, and angry. Angry at George Bush, angry the way the internet seems to foster political anger.
So what's likely to happen?
Well, you know, I think that this certainly is enough of a movement to nominate Howard Dean unless he does something. I think at this point on the Democratic side, the only person who can defeat Howard Dean is Howard Dean. And I think that we just have to wait and see how he plays it out as he actually gets into Iowa and New Hampshire, which is in just a couple of weeks now, Bob.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.